Well, good morning. My name is Gerard Venter. I'm one of the pastors at Rosebank Union Church, and I greet you from a wonderful, sunny Johannesburg. Yesterday we had a thunderstorm and a little bit of hail, and this morning I woke up to a very fresh and beautiful green Johannesburg. And it's great to be with you today. Just by way of introduction, I'm one of the pastors at Rosebank Union Church. My role is that of discipleship and training. And anything related to discipleship and training and helping people to grow in their faith is my responsibility at the church. I also wear another hat, and that is I'm the director of studies of the Rosebank Bible College. I've been at the church and at the college since the year 2007, so it's approaching just 4 years that I lived in Johannesburg. Before that, I was in several pastoring churches. And then also for 13 years, I lived in Cape Town, where I was the principal of the Cape Town Baptist Seminary. As we start this morning, we'd like for us to listen to Michael W. Smith from his CD, Worship Again. And the song that I want to play for you is Here I Am to Worship.
Light of the world, you step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see. Beauty that made this heart adore you. Hope of a life spent with you. Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. King of all days, oh so high.
One of my passions is teaching or preaching the Bible. The reason for this is that I believe that the Bible is the Word of God, and that it is used by the Holy Spirit to permanently change lives. The Bible has impacted my life in a huge way as I was growing up and as I made a decision to follow the Lord Jesus in my own life. And even till today, after many years, it continues to impact my life almost on a daily basis. In Psalm 119, verses 89 to 93, we read the following. Your word, O Lord, is eternal. It stands firm in the heavens. Your faithfulness continues through all generations. You established the earth, and it endures. Your laws, referring to the Bible, endure to this day, for all things serve you. If your law had not been my delight, I would have perished in my affliction. I will never forget your precepts. Again, the word precepts here refers to the Bible. For by them, by your precepts, you have preserved my life. That's from Psalm 119. Let me share with you today some truths and thoughts around the Bible. And I believe it is such an important book that I can share with you some truths that I have learned. There's much more, but in the time that we have today, let me share with you just a couple of thoughts. The first is that the Bible is old. It is actually very, very old. And it describes ancient events from creation of the world, which we can't necessarily date, all the way to the calling of Abraham, the father of Israel, which goes back to 2,000 years or so before Christ, and then describing events in the life of Israel, the nation of Israel, and then the coming of Jesus and the establishing of the early church, which happened about 2,000 years ago. So the Bible describes for us events that are very, very old. Secondly, I would like to highlight the fact that the Bible is a very honest book in the way that it's been compiled. There is no magic formula. No one went up on a mountain to receive the Bible, as it were. It was written by some 40 authors over a period of 1,500 years. And that actually makes me marvel at the fact that it came together in this one book that we call the Bible today, which we believe has such an impact on our lives. And that really means that the Bible is also inspired, not only put together by normal human beings like you and I, but also the Bible is inspired. It's inspired by God's word, by God Himself, and therefore we refer to it as God's Word. Paul in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 14 to 17 writes this. He says, "But as for you, Timothy, continue in what you've learned and have become convinced of, because you know those from whom you learned it, and how from infancy you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus." All Scripture is God-breathed, a word that he uses there that really means inspired, breathed out by God. And it is, the Bible, the Word of God, is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the man or the woman of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. That is from 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 14 to 17. I also believe, furthermore, that the Bible is reliable. Its ancient contents, going all the way back to the calling of Abraham and even before, have been tried and tested from different perspectives, including through the science that it has become known as textual criticism, through archaeological digs, and much more. The Bible has proved itself reliable. In fact, it is the most reliable ancient document of all the documents or manuscripts that have been passed down to modern mankind. Furthermore, the Bible is special. If you read through the Bible, and if you use it on a regular basis, it provides you with guidance, comfort when you are down, insights into many life issues. As a father, as a parent, I have found many things that helped me in raising my children, and they are now, the last one is writing matric now. And I've used so much of the wisdom that I have found in the Word of God, in the Bible, to help me even as a parent and in making decisions in my life as I went through life together with my wife. I believe the Bible is also simple in its basic message. Of course, there are many things in the Bible that we do not understand and that are not immediately accessible to us necessarily, and we need to interpret and talk to other people about it. But in its essential message, in its basic message, the Bible is very simple and straightforward. It tells us that God exists. It tells us that He created the universe. It tells us that He created us as human beings, and that God loved us enough that when we sinned against Him and rebelled against Him, and when we turned our backs upon Him, that God reached out to us in salvation. He did so in the Old Testament by reaching out to Israel. He did so in the New Testament as He reached down into this world by Jesus becoming a human being and dying on the cross for our sins. And then one last truth that I want to share with you today about the Bible is that it remains fresh. It never gets stale. I'm amazed at how often I have read Bible portions and even read through the Bible several times in my lifetime. And every single time there's something that speaks to me fresh. I have read many other books, novels. One of the authors I personally appreciate or enjoy is John Grisham. But I know almost instinctively when I pick up one of the books that I've read already that I know the story, and therefore I don't really have any motivation to reread the same novel. That never happens to me with the Bible, because I can read it, I can reread it, I can read the same story over and over again, and it remains fresh. Now, I don't have time to elaborate too much, but if this is true of the Bible, that it's so old and honest and inspired, reliable and special, simple and yet fresh, how do I respond to that, and how can you respond to it today? Well, I believe the first thing we need to do is to simply read it. Do yourself a favor. Read the Bible. Read it systematically. Take a portion that is maybe easy to understand and just read it. Make it part of a regular reading diet. Don't try and read through the Bible in one day. It's a long and a thick book, and you won't be able to do that anyway. And there are some difficult parts in the Bible, but do yourself a favor and spend some moments every day and just read the Bible. And then also meditate on it. As you read, read it slowly, meditate on it, and ask in your heart and between you and the Lord, ask what the meaning is and how that can apply to your own life. And then also study it. There are many wonderful tools available nowadays on the internet or in software packages or books that you can buy from a good Christian bookshop. And it will help you to understand the Bible and to make it applicable to your own life. I also challenge you to discuss it with others in Bible study. One of the things that I do at Rosebank Union is heading up the small groups in our church. We have about 75 small groups that are operating every week. People come together and they support one another, but they also, among other things, they study the Bible, they discuss the Bible, and it helps us to understand what the Bible means and how it can apply to our own lives if we discuss it with others around it. Also, listen to the Word of God, the Bible being preached. You'll hear some solid Bible preaching at Rosebank Union Church every single Sunday. We firmly believe that preaching is based on the Word of God, on the Bible itself, because that is the authority that we have to speak and to preach the truth of the Word of God. And then you can also sign up for a course at Rosebank Bible College. That's my responsibility. I'm heading up Rosebank Bible College. And if you contact us, we will tell you how you can sign up for a course either via the internet or come into Rosebank Union Church, which is where we offer the training. We also have some other satellite centers around the country. Our contact details at the church offers also the same number for the Rosebank Bible College. Is 011-784-6214, office hours. The number again is 011-784-6214. You can also email me personally if you wish. My email address is Gerhard V, and I'll spell it for you. It's GERHARDV at ruc.org.za. The email address is gerhardv@ruc.org.za. Our church website address is rosebankunion.org, and the college website address is rosebankbiblecollege.com, all of those lowercase. You can speak to Sandy Irving, my assistant, for more information about Rosebank Bible College. As we conclude today, I want to share with you a prayer. And then we're going to conclude with some music as we listen again to Michael W. Smith. Psalm 119, verse 18 says, "Open my eyes that I may see wonderful things in your law." This is my prayer for myself, my prayer for you today, is that the Lord would open our eyes, that we, as we read His Word, as we read the Bible, that we may see wonderful things in the Word of God. Well, let me greet you. I trust that you will have a wonderful day and go and read your word, the Bible. Feel free to contact me or contact us as the church at any time. I'll give you that telephone number once again. It's 011 784-6214. And if you have any need or you would like to discuss anything, please feel free to contact us. May you have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.